Welcome to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. I'm your host, Mimi Lawson. I've got two great guests in the studio this morning. I'm so excited about having you guys in here. I haven't met you before. The first is Ron Bradford. He's the Prodigy Lead Site Director, and Mike Trepper is the Prodigy Director. We're going to talk about what Prodigy is, but I have talked to a lot of people that work where you do at UACDC. I am so over the edge about this whole program and got a chance to come to one of your presentations. Do you do this on every Friday, Mike? Is that what happens, or is it once a month that you do that?
Well, first of all, thank you, Mimi, for having myself and Ron. You must be speaking about our First Friday presentations,
yes.
Our First Fridays, where we get a chance to really celebrate the cultural arts, not only the staff, but we engage in community members as well, where we can be creative, have an open mic, and get a chance to share our talents. And it's really fun, and I'm sure we'll talk about our fun workplace that
right.
we have as well, in addition to Prodigy.
Exactly. And then we also have Ron Bradford. Ron, what does a Prodigy Lead Site Director do?
Prodigy Lead Site Liaison.
That's
okay. What we do with our program, we contract with a whole bunch of different agencies. And so what I, as a site liaison, I go out to the sites and pretty much just make sure that the classes are being held very well, that the kids are enjoying the classes, that pretty much the sites are doing what they're supposed to do.
Let's talk about what Prodigy is. I mentioned that it's part of UACDC, which is University Community Development. I never get it right.
Sure, Mimi. So UACDC, or University Area CDC for short.
Right.
It's the University Area Community Development Corporation.
There you go.
And Prodigy is just one of its program that we run throughout the year. And Prodigy is a cultural arts program for young people ages 7 to 17. And really the emphasis is on utilizing the arts as a vehicle to empower, equip, and transform young people through the arts. And we infuse life skills through our arts. And so it's not just arts for art's sakes, but really taking arts and utilizing that as a vehicle so young people can learn skills like anger management, problem solving, leadership development, skill building, team building, and things like that. We hire professional artists who run classes, and Prodigy is celebrating its 15th year in existence. It started back in 2000. It was created by the UACDC and the University of South Florida School of Social Work. And really the research behind it says that when young people are engaged in Prodigy classes, just like any after school or other type of youth program, but when they're engaged in Prodigy, that they're less likely to get in trouble, less likely to get in trouble again if they've been in trouble
right.
with the law. And really they're learning skills to ensure that they're doing right in school, they're doing right in the community, being better citizens, and contributing better overall to the community. And we've seen just tremendous growth with Prodigy throughout the year. We operate over 45 different locations in 8 counties
wow.
throughout West Central Florida.
See, until I really saw this morning, I thought that you guys were only concerned about that area right around USF, but that's not true.
Well, with UACDC's prime focus is right around our area off of 22nd and Fletcher, and we've done a tremendous job in that community. But Prodigy, because of its reach and because of its flexibility, the type of programs that it is, we subcontract, as Ron was mentioning, and he can share a little bit more about that,
mm-hmm.
with host organizations that run Prodigy in local communities. Prodigy is a community-based program where young people can access it by riding their bike, they can walk up to a site location, and we've just found tremendous partners throughout West Central Florida, from St. Petersburg over to the Orlando community, and have done that for a number of years, where they can implement local cultural arts programs to engage young people.
Is that part of what you do, Ron, as you were saying that you go to these sites? Is that what you're checking up on, is to make sure that all of those programs and all those counties are running well?
Yes, you said it correctly. We have a team.
It's our first time for everything.
We have a team, and so we go out to the sites, we meet with the managers of those sites,
mm-hmm.
we talk with them, we actually go through and look at some of the files they may have with some of the youth, we interview some of the youth, we get to observe the classes, and pretty much it's an experience. You know, sitting behind the desk is one thing, but then going out and seeing the actual program in operation, it's great. You get to talk with the parents, see what they think about the program, you get to talk with the youth, you get to see the instructors in action, how they teach the kids, the type of environment that's provided at the center, and it's really amazing to see the kids really learn these skills and being able to take them outside into the community.
Well, not only that, we've talked about this a lot before, that some of these things, the arts education, for example, has been just pretty much gone out of schools. They don't get any of that. And you're saying that now not only are you infusing that back into the community, but you're using it in a way to teach responsibility, cultural integrity, continuity. Are you finding that most of the communities that you're serving, are these troubled communities? Or are they just communities that this has been taken out of the school system?
Well, Prodigy is so supported and has been funded by the Department of Juvenile Justice for the last 15 years. And obviously, being a DJJ program, our main focus is to work with high-risk youth or high-risk in high-risk communities. And these are young people who may not have access to other types of positive programming or safe places to go after school.
Right.
And so it's a combination of providing really that safe place, positive adults in their life, but also giving young people a sense of mastery. There's nothing better, nothing more empowering than learning a new skill. Mm-hmm. And just like whether it's sports or other type of co-curricular activities, the arts can be utilized for really that upliftment, that empowerment. And when a young person comes in and finds their voice or finds their talent or finds the ability to dance, it's really amazing the transformation that happens. And that's why our tagline is Transforming Young Lives, because we see young people grow and blossom when they find that skill, find that passion. And we see it throughout the year, but specifically now we're in what's called Prodigy Showcase Month, where all of our sites will be showcasing their talents to the community.
Ron, I was telling Mike when I first came in that I thought this was only in the USF area. But as I look down this, I mean, how many counties are you involved in that you are going to these sites? So how many sites are actually involved in this? Like 30 sites? How many counties are actually involved in it?
Still at 8 counties.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're partnered with about 13 organizations. And then they actually have the ability to partner with other organizations that have Prodigy in different areas of the community.
I see.
So it's about, our current count is about 45 different locations.
Wow.
Through those 8 counties. The other thing that is new for us that we launched last year is what's called Prodigy Moves, which is our mobile classroom unit. And that's something that was exciting for us because Prodigy typically is a site-based program where young people have to come to a site. Well, we thought, you know what, there's a lot of young people that are socially or geographically isolated, and we need to bring Prodigy to them. And so over the last year, we have 2 conversion vans that are mobile classrooms where they're equipped with instructors, and we can go out really anywhere in our 8 or to 10 county area. Mm-hmm. We've been to places such as Hardy County in Bowling Green, to Haines City, to places in St. Petersburg or Pinellas County. So all over the place where we can bring the program.
Well, and I think about this because I have been involved in Pasco and Hernando County. I've lived in those areas, and there are a lot of kids that are very isolated. I mean, school is not close to them. They are being bused. They don't have that alternative. I mean, a bike ride is too far for them to access. This. Are you being able to get out into some of those more rural communities?
Oh, definitely. We were just in Bowling Green, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. With the East Coast Head Start Migrant Program, because they really were clamoring for some positive programming, and that's a place that's very rural. And that's what the Prodigy Moves program is all about, is to find locations and places and partners that typically wouldn't have access to a program like ours, and so we can bring it to them. And again, because all young people, rural, urban, and in the middle, I mean, all young people deserve that opportunity to really build their skills and to shine. And Ron can talk really firsthand about that. His son is an amazing singer and was a Prodigy participant and can really share about that.
Well, first of all, you have a son. I can't even believe that. You look like you're about 17 yourself. So your son
is a compliment.
Yeah, it is. Your son is a singer. What county are you living in that you're involved with this?
Well, I'm from Hillsborough County.
Okay.
And my son was a Prodigy participant, and what he really enjoyed about it was not only being in an environment where he gets to be with some folks who is his own age,
mm-hmm.
but also he's a performer at heart. He loves to sing. The actual discipline that he was in, well, one of them was a music production, so he got a chance to rap, and so it was a little bit different for him, but he really flowed with it. And I think what made him flow so well was the fact that not only did we have real good instructors, but just the environment in the class. I mean, you feel very comfortable from what I've seen and what I've heard. You feel very comfortable in taking risks. So when you're in that environment where you feel like, you know what, I got people here supporting me, whatever I say, people are going to be like very encouraging. It gives them that opportunity to go ahead and take that risk that maybe outside of that Prodigy class, they won't do.
Yeah.
So, and he experienced that, and that's really, he's really skyrocketed since then. He loves to sing, and he looks back on that And you're like, Dad, did you remember? You know, I actually rap. And so he did a couple of more raps, but it was a real good program for him.
That is what I hear every time I talk to somebody, say from the Strass Center, their outreach program with the Patel Center, is that there are people, kids of all ages, that are not fitting into those square pegs, and that they sometimes get bullied, they're not understood in the very least, and that these kinds of programs make them blossom. And then, as you said, Mike, then they stay out of trouble.
Right, exactly. And really the core piece, and I think Ron hit on something, is that young people are going to take risks. That's what we all did at some point in time, and when we were growing up in adolescence, is that turbulent time.
I'm the queen
time.
Of stupid over here. Yeah.
Well, I've done some things myself.
No.
But the challenge to all of us is that how do we mitigate all the negative risks,
right,
all that sort of the high risk that's out there, and provide them with opportunities to take risk in a safe, secure atmosphere with positive people around them. And Prodigy provides that opportunity, you know, through the arts. So whether it's, you know, learning how to rap, or creating your own song, or maybe learning a new dance move, or playing the drums for the first time, it provides that opportunity for that sort of that risk taking in a positive sense.
Right.
And so that young people are in a place where they're going to be supported, and then also celebrated. And I think, you know, we don't celebrate our young people enough, and that's a challenge to all of us adults and parents and you know, for, you know, in the school system, etc. And because it's empowering when you've done something well and you're celebrated for it, you want to continue on. You want to continue to
right.
do better. And I think that's really a sort of a prime focus of Prodigy as well, that we celebrate our young people.
Because it's not just with human beings, but animals too. I mean, I deal with dogs all the time. Attention getting is what we do. And some ways that you get attention is by doing bad things, whatever gets you attention. So as you're saying, that you're being able to infuse this art and education into their lives so that the attention that they're getting is for the positive things they do, as opposed to drug taking or stealing or any of the other things that they could get involved in.
Exactly. And we hear countless stories. And one in particular that I remember, you know, a young person in one of our sites out in the Winter Haven area talked about, you know, if he wasn't in Prodigy class, he would be following and unfortunately in his father's footsteps of selling drugs and those
right.
sort of things. And so you know, so young people are going to make that adolescent journey to adulthood whether we like it or not. It's how they're going to end up on the other side once they get into that upper teenage years and into hopefully a positive adulthood. And so Prodigy really is there to help to guide them, and we do it in a fantastic way that really is by far none and research proven that we really transform lives in the work that we do.
We talked about the creativity and the cultural arts, but the discovery that you take this unique approach, develop skills like social competency and problem solving and anger management, as you said, which I think is something I wouldn't have thought of, but as soon as I saw it, I went, aha, that has got to be something that is not taught in schools and that we're really having a problem with in our whole society. You're really addressing these issues. Especially for young men, this has got to be a very valuable skill.
One of the things when you talk with youth, and even we see it in society, is that they have a whole lot of energy, and it's how it comes out. And the energy really stems around being upset or being hurt or being angry about something. Mm-hmm. And so that energy comes out in many different ways. So when they come into the classroom, they still have those
right.
types of feelings. But what the instructor does in the classroom is they give certain scenarios on how they can address these feelings that they have in a positive way. So a kid can come in, and many times they experience a bad day at school. They come in, they may start out being in a bad mood. They start talking, and you know what happened? They end up talking about the experience they had in school, and then the instructors kind of can address it with the peers, and they can see how they can actually communicate it. And then next thing you know, they're not angry anymore.
And the where Prodigy continues on that model is then through the specific arts instruction. For example, we have an amazing dance instructor for our mobile program who would challenge, in that scenario, who would challenge the young people that she's teaching to, if she's teaching step, to really step hard, you know, and really get out that emotion, because because they have a lot of energy, but also things that are built up that young people are going through. And so utilizing not only sort of the life skills component with the instructor and with the scenarios, but then also whatever, maybe it's a drawing that they're going to work on, and really where they can express those emotions, or step class or some sort of drumming class, things that can get out that energy mm-hmm. and put it to something positive. And that's where Prodigy, again, does just a fantastic job of combining all of these attributes that young people need to be successful.
We haven't talked about is empathy for others. I think that they're, you know, of course, I imagine that every generation says this about the generations coming up. Oh, their kids are, you know, our parents said that too, you know, but that you help them develop empathy for other people, that learning how to have a connection and a concern for their community, that it's not all about them. As someone who is in a generation above that, I see or think I see that they don't care the way that we were taught to care for other people, that they don't give back to the community the way that we were taught to, you know, go help old people or whatever it is. I just don't see that as much, and that you're encouraging those things.
Sure, and we have a term that's where we say something to the effect of that, you know, we call that adultism. and it is a real scenario, you know, but again, it's one of those things. A generation, of course, you know, is always going to look upon the new generation and say, well, they're not this, they're not
right.
that. But, you know, I have, you know, over 20 years of experience working with young people and doing community development and youth development work. And there's certainly, you know, the young people that fit that mold that maybe they're not, they are consumed with themselves. But by far, most young people, when you speak to them and talk to them, they're respectful. They want to, they see if others are in need, they want to help. Oftentimes, it's an opportunity for them to really learn about what that means, but then those opportunities to really give back. And just like all of us, we had to learn it someplace, and
right.
we had to have models to show us. And so programs like Prodigy and others, and what we're the work that we're doing with the UACDC, those are the vehicles to help young people finite those skills and give them the opportunities to give back, to help, to serve others. And that's really the important piece, because these are the institutions that are teaching this if they're not receiving those lessons at home or maybe in a faith-based organization mm-hmm. or sometimes even at school. So these other our community-based organizations like UACDC, like Prodigy, have to be that vehicle.
Ron, are you seeing a real difference in your son since he's been involved in this program? How long has he been in it? How old is he now?
My son is actually 13 years old, and it's been a few years since he has gone through the program. But what I have seen, my son is a person who he likes to be challenged. And so one thing that I've seen that he got from the program that he's still implementing today is that he really doesn't back down from a challenge. And the courage that he found in that program when he had to get up and try something new.
Mm-hmm.
Singing was something he always enjoyed singing, but rapping was something different. And he just stepped out. He had the support of the classmates. He had the support of the instructor. And, you know, when he ended up doing that, that gave somebody else the courage to step out of their shell too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much, when you look at the classroom environment, I talk a lot about the classroom environment because that is what I enjoy seeing and observing. I see a whole lot of kids feeding off of each other.
Yeah.
So if one person feels like their voice is not heard or their voice is stifled, then the whole class may be able to feel that same thing. But if a person comes out and steps out of his or her shell, that gives the permission for someone else to do it. And when you're in that type of environment, everyone learns and everyone has a good time, and they're able to grow. And no matter what situation they end up coming in the program in, they grow and they're able to take it back. And you hear parents talk a lot about it. I'm able to talk about what my son went through.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I ask you this? Was he having some behavioral problems when he went into the program?
No, he didn't have any behavioral problems. It was a program that I actually think anybody, no matter what situation they're
yeah.
in, whether
sounds like it,
yeah, behavioral or non-behavioral, they can come into Prodigy and get something that's going to help them where they are now mm-hmm. and for the future.
And I'll give an example, and Ron's being modest, but at one of our first Friday events, mm-hmm. We had it outdoors at our pavilion, and Aaron was there and with Ron, and just showed up, and we really encouraged him, hey, you know, can you share something with us, you know? And he got right up on the stage and sung, you know, in
wow.
front of a crowd of people, and I think
that would scare me,
right? And I think that's another skill, because that's, we're training young people for how we should act in the workplace as well, where you need to be able to work with other people. You need to be able to have core skills, interpersonal skills, the ability to work with other people, the ability to work across various cultural aspects, the ability to be culturally competent, but also the ability to stand up and speak out and take risks and perhaps give a presentation in your workplace or maybe in your classroom. And so I think that's the other, it's that confidence building, and that's another core attribute of Prodigy that we see a lot of young people that are now, once they go through classes, once they've been involved in the program, they speak to just being more confident in their abilities and who they are.
Now, I know that you have a bunch of stuff coming up. I know that we've missed a bunch of the things in April already, but on the 23rd, you're going to be in Kissimmee. On the 26th, you're going to be in Lacoochee. Tell us about these programs and where the, you know, if you can speak to maybe a couple of them, and tell us what's going to go on at these programs.
Prodigy Showcase Month is the month of April this year, and what Showcase is really the ability for young people and their instructors to showcase their talents. And so it's a community event. It's free and open to the public at our various Prodigy sites. And as mentioned previously, and there's 12 sites around our 8-county area, from Orlando to Kissimmee to Lakeland to Lacoochee, which is in Pasco County.
Mm-hmm. I used to live up there. That's the only reason I could pronounce it.
right. Not many. And one of our site at St. Leo University.
Right.
And so these programs are going to be showcasing their talents. Well, young people will perform. There'll be live art at some cases. There will be improv and acting. There'll be guided experiences. There'll be really an opportunity, again, to celebrate the work of that Prodigy is doing in those local communities. Also, there'll be a showcase in St. Petersburg with the YMCA coming up, in April. And so we invite the communities throughout West Central Florida to come and support Prodigy kids at their various locations and in their showcases. They're free. They're open to the public. And it's a great way to learn more about the program.
If I could, there's a list in front of me of the things that are happening so that we would be able to avail ourselves after we're listening this morning. You've got them in Ruskin, Lakeland, Orlando, Kissimmee, Lacoochee, St. Leo, Brandon, St. Pete, Winter Haven, and at UACDC. Does that sound about right?
That's exactly right. And we'll finish things up on April 30th at the UACDC, back at our home office,
right,
so to speak, and with what we call Tampa One. And we're going to be utilizing our outdoor pavilion for a great performance. And
it's a beautiful property.
It really is. And again, it's all about celebrating young people and the positive work that they're doing and the instructors that are working with them.
Give us a way that we can go through this list and see the exact places. Is there a website?
Sure. Listeners can go to www.uacdc.org or www.transformingyounglives.org, and both of those sites will have information on the Prodigy showcases that are running throughout April.
Well, Ron, I want to talk to you about this again, because you said something very important, is that you don't have to have a child that's at risk or already in trouble to get involved in this program.
Yes. Of course, being in the program, you want to have to address something, but no, you don't really have to have this major.
You don't need to have been arrested in the criminal justice system.
No, you don't have to. Don't have to. Hence, my son, he was a part of, and so many other kids. But when they do get in the program, there may be some things that the program can address that maybe the youth doesn't even know that he may be lacking. So that's again a very positive thing about the program. You may come into the program, you think everything's right, but you know what? There's this little thing wrong with you right here. Not necessarily wrong, but something that can be improved on. And you know what? We can work on that and help you address it, and you walk out the classroom stronger than when you were before you got in it.
Right. I want to switch gears here for a minute. We've been talking about UACDC, and for people who maybe aren't involved in this, every year there are a certain amount of Tampa Bay businesses that are nominated as the best places to work in Tampa Bay. Cox Media has been one of them. I've taken this survey before, so I know that it's several pages of lots and lots of questions about how you're treated and the people that you work with. I want to congratulate you guys. You've been named one of the best places places to work in Tampa Bay.
Well thank you, Mimi. We're really excited about that, to be named one of the 100 best places to work. And it's really a testament to the work that we do each and every day, and the culture that's created and has been created at the organization. I learned a long time ago a phrase that says, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And that really speaks to, again, our workplace culture, where it is we have a slogan of making it happen. So, you know, we make it happen. And that just permeates throughout meetings, conversations, throughout your relationships with the workplace or with your coworkers, and the work that we do, whether it's in Prodigy or our STEP program or our community outreach. And it's just really this forward thinking place where people are valued, and the passion's valued. And I think that was highly reflected in the survey.
I imagine it was, because, like I said, I've answered these same questions to the survey here for Cox. And it does ask a lot about how you feel about the other people that you work with and how you feel that you're treated by the organization. And when I came over to visit you guys, and I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt on this, there was just this feeling that was energizing in that whole building. I mean, I went to one of your first Friday things, and I saw some of the things that people were doing, and I thought, I was cringing. I'm like, please, I hope they don't ask me to do anything. But there was absolutely nobody making fun of anybody else. And it was very genuine, that everybody was very encouraging. And every time I've ever gotten involved in a project over there, it was like, how can we do this? Not how does this not work, or how will this not work? It's like, okay, how can we make this work?
Sure. And, you know, First Friday is just one of the examples. Myself and another colleague created First Fridays really as a way to celebrate employees and let employees de-stress a little bit, but also to share their talents and build connections with each other. And I think that's what also makes our organization very special, but also really a good workplace, is that there's true intentional relationship building going on. So you know the person, you know, sitting next to you, or you're having a meeting with, you understand where they're coming from. You have the ability to give them feedback, to work, to problem solve. And there's a general sense of community in the community that we're working in. And I think that really permeates throughout the organization. And we do other things like First Friday and other activities that brings the staff together so they can celebrate. And, you know, we talked a lot, you know, in the first segment about Prodigy and really letting youth, you know, really celebrate youth and let youth skill build and have fun and those things. Well, adults need those things too.
They do.
And it just may look a little different, but we need to have places where you want to go, to where we're spending 8 to 10 hours a day. You want to feel good about the places that you're going to. And UACDC really goes out of its way to take care of its employees.
Well, you were talking about that adultism. You put that into practice there.
Well, sure. Yeah, and that's a concept that we use sometimes when we, you know, kind of think of that all young people are one way or another. But really, it's the ability to, you know, also give it a chance to adults to experience, really to build their self-confidence and really build themselves up. I think we really have a great team, and I'm sure Ron can speak to that as well.
Well, actually, Mimi, we were 10th on the list.
10th on the list of being the best places to work.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Real good recognition. I think one thing that went into us to be at 10th place was just the community that we have at the center, at the organization. We are a community development organization, so community is really big for us. Of course, as we're doing things with the community, working with the community, but the community is also where you work. That's where you spend your time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as Mike said, the relationships, building those up, getting to know each other, doing things together that's enjoyable, where you get to find out a little more about each other. And then those things, too, that help build you up and develop you as a person. Volunteer opportunities, that's very big. We're very big on having opportunities available for coworkers to come and serve the community. Also, opportunities for you to invest in yourself and taking care of yourself and being a healthy individual. We have programs that kind of go into that. So you could become a healthy person at the center. And these are services that we offer to the community, but then we also offer them to ourselves. So I think
Wonderful. That's
excellent reason.
We get an hour a week, really, about, you know, even 45 minutes a day, or 2 days a week to invest in that health and physical fitness that the organization provides, paid time for employees. And so things like that are just, there's tremendous benefits, because the organization really sees how hard its employees work and the passion that we all have. And they really do a great job of rewarding that.
Well, I think it's smart too, because, you know, your healthy body, healthy mind, they put in that energy towards you that tells you you're a great person, that they really respect you and appreciate what you do. It's just that whole package there. So, of course, the next question being, because I looked on the Facebook page, everybody wants to know if you're hiring. That's the truth. Didn't you see that on the page? Everybody's like, can I get a job there? Can I get a job there?
Well, and then the typical answer would be, they have to check the website.
Okay. And the website again is what?
It's uacdc.org, and that's the main organization website. And on that website, the other great opportunities that we have at the center are the term amendments events that we do, but also the events that come into our center.
Right.
So various arts and, you know, plays, even WWE wrestling, things like that.
Oh, really?
And other type of community events that come in, and the employees and community alike can take part in those.
Ron Bradford is the Prodigy lead site liaison, and Mike Trepper is the Prodigy director. They've been our guests this morning on Sunday Morning. It's been an awesome conversation. Really enjoyed having you guys here. Thank you, and congratulations again.
Well, thank you, Mimi, for having us.
Thank you, Mimi.